Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Josh, did you say we have the same earbuds that you use, the same ones I do? They are the bomb. They are rocking.
They're comfortable. Oh. I'll forget that they're in many times.
And I just hope they last. That's all that these little things seem to do.
They're cheap, so might want to buy a second pair.
I think you're absolutely
right. How much did you drop on them? I'm curious.
$2,573.
Seems high, Mike. We want to check the receipt. No, I'm curious because a deal, I wear the same Sony headphones that I've worn forever. And they always stay around $108, $109. And they'll last about, 6 years.
These earbuds are much cheaper than
your headphones. These are a little cheaper.
Okay, all right. And you're
but they also have a shelf life, as Josh referred to. I mean, they don't last that long. We are here on our Wednesday show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you along for 2025. Very excited about 2025. Very, very upbeat about 2025 as we go into. But I have to share right out of the gate a story that came to me either yesterday or the day before. When I get this kind of story, because of my relationship with Rob Spiewak and knowing his sensitivities, I tend to file it because I know that deep down, I'm not as much as people might think that's all I do is come in here and try to antagonize Rob, I really don't I think it bothers him, so I really don't unless it really comes up. And so I was very surprised today.
It's okay. My job is to antagonize you much more than your job is to antagonize me.
You do that just by showing up.
And exactly. I like the build-up of what feature of Rob's is bugging Mike today.
That could actually be a standalone.
And this is not anything that's bugging me about Rob, it's more out of concern. So when Rob, there we go.
Right.
Yesterday, I had my barber, and by the way, you like the new do? Do you like the new
Yeah, does he use a gas-powered or an electric weed whacker?
This thing, man.
Oh, this is a short.
This is as short as I've ever had it. I said higher, higher, tighter, tighter.
I hate
skin
to do this.
Everywhere.
You don't like this, but can I see the back of your head?
No, you may not. But thanks.
Well, I'm just trying to make a presentation.
Unfortunately, the camera that shoots me from behind is in the shop right now. So okay. I can't do that for you.
You and Trump use the same barber.
Yeah.
The thing about this, it's called a skin fade, and it's a very high skin fade.
Oh, my God.
And it's got a little string of hair that kind of pops down there.
Well, what that does,
giving
Mike,
me that modern gang look.
Mike, you know? That string of hair marries the baldness. It's sort of like it's on the top you're Shemp, and on the back you're Curly.
Yeah, but I have hair back there.
More than enough.
My thinnest hair is on top. So the place that I don't have it is up top. I got it on the sides and I got it on the back. But I looked at this in the mirror today after I got the cut yesterday, and then he puts the goo in it and shellacks it and it looks okay. But when I looked in the mirror, have you seen some of those news stories about the El Salvador prison system?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what came to mind when I did that. I'm digressing here. We can discuss hair all day long.
It'll grow out, honey.
Rob comes to me today with a story about soda pop.
Yes.
And since Rob gave up the booze, it's the only thing that I see with frequency that concerns me because Rob, Josh, I think you will corroborate, he doesn't seem to have any intention of backing away from that last bit of bad health, the sugary sodas.
It's what he's got.
It's all he's got left.
I've never been one to deprive myself, but then when you are medically deprived of something, you have to find something to do. You know, like, for example, have you ever noticed that there are certain people that when they kick the booze, they become really religious or really, really, you know, they find something else to put all their energy into. And
I didn't really
make
that connection that the people that are in recovery go into religion, but I guess it makes total sense.
It does. I mean, I think AA is rather faith based. So, you know, it involves
the foundation.
It involves you giving your control to a higher.
I got the arm on the golf course the other day from a guy, nice enough guy.
Yeah,
you know, just we chatted, and then he's like, "Well, by the way, we've got our little spiritual." You know, he's talking.
Was he dressed in a white robe?
No, he wasn't. He was just dressed in golf wear, and then. But I, you know, I didn't give him my name, Johnny Seculari, and so I didn't.
What you should, Mike?
That's okay. That's the only part of like, and Josh, you know, I don't mean to cast aspersions on anybody's faith.
There's many things about the church and Christians I don't like.
The number one element that, and the Catholics do it, and yes. The Baptists do it, and the Lutherans do it, Episcopalians do it, that putting the arm on you to get into the tent. I don't.
It's part of it.
Never liked that.
Mike,
never
like chiropractors, half the business is recruitment.
Get in there, and we'll see. I think I'd like to put you on the weekly plan. No, I just let me have it on my own terms.
Is what they are.
Exactly.
See, maybe he wants to go with you to visit Hugh Grant.
Hello. Grant.
You guys can just show up at his door.
Hello, yes, yes. You watched it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, but you know the plot.
I'm all in.
Okay. You watched the trailer based on that.
I did. I watched the trailer.
It's awesome.
And I just didn't get it in my day yesterday.
It's Hugh Grant and his Hugh Grantius. All right, getting back to Rob.
Please.
So Rob brings in today, I got this thing sitting right over on the side. It's not part of my regular show prep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of paper I have. If it somehow were to come up, or maybe I would bring it up, but it would have to be.
Does it serve under the umbrella of like evergreen content, that it's something you could grab almost at any time?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. Everyone has some of that.
Obituary prep.
Can I give you my first sentence, and then I'll let you bring your story into the
mix
please. Here? From CNN, sugary drinks
yes,
may leave a sour taste given their possible impact on mortality, according to a new study.
Oh, well, my headline is this. Which foods are shortening your lifespan?
Kind of related, right?
Very related, yeah.
But I thought you said it was something about soda pop.
Well, it is. That's the top food that lowers your lifespan, I think.
And it's not even a food.
No, it's a drink. Actually, Mike, it's not. It's the top drink that lowers your lifespan.
Sugar
this
soda.
Is yours from the University of Michigan?
Let me look. Hold
this
on
is like DJ competition.
This is a study published Monday in, you got a better, more credible source, the journal Nature Medicine analyzed global data on sugar-sweetened beverages consumed around the world.
Sounds like they're highlighting part of this study from the late December at the University of Michigan.
Late December back in 63, sugar soda covered all of me. Oh, you Fanta, what a night.
I think it's marvelous. Some of it really is fine.
Thanks, Bing.
Yeah, you
thank
did great.
You. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go
oh,
any
no,
further.
Oh, what? Oh, this is important.
I have to do this. We need the music, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I know what you're about to do. Yeah.
We are going to salute a purchaser on the Mike O'Mara Show. I have retrieved this from the shelf, the coffee mug shelf. This is the Mike O'Mara delightful
Mike,
campfire mug.
That looks like mine.
It's just like yours, Rob.
Yes.
There it is. Brett Nitschke.
Ah.
The purchaser of a campfire mug. Let me tell you something about firsts.
Mm-hmm.
When you're first, you're special. Now, we have had other people buy these mugs. We sold a lot of them during the holidays.
Yes.
I stand by this mug as the type of mug, if I saw it in a store, I would acquire it because it is the perfect size for the amount of coffee that I need. But Brett Nitschke, and I hope I've got the pronunciation, N-I-T-Z-S-C-H-K-E. That's Nitschke, correct?
Like yeah,
Ray
like
Nitschke?
The football player, yeah. Not like Nietzsche, the
Brett,
philosopher. Nitschke.
Let me tell you. When you're at the head of the line, and I come on yesterday and I said that we have decorated the studio in 2025 with a wall of campfire mugs, which we showed a picture of yesterday, immediately before the show, retrieved this delightful one. I'm not going to lick it because you haven't requested me to lick it, but
now,
I hold it
in my hand.
Now, if
they request it, will you lick?
Yes.
But you must specify.
Handle or around the rim.
Wow, that's quite a job.
Right. You can wash it when you get it home.
Sure.
That you can eat. But Brett Nitschke was first. He's
thank
the
you,
first
Brett.
One that bought
thank
one.
Thank you,
so
Brett.
I will spotlight this week only I will spotlight. I'll do it through the end of next week. I think it can have those.
So it'll go till January 17th.
Because Josh informed me there was only one that bought the mug yesterday with my appeal.
Well, but to now, be fair, yes. A lot of people have bought them in the past couple months.
This is true. This is true. But there's no reason you
need one while that one's in the dishwasher. So you need a second.
You do. Well, I mean,
I've got like 40 of them.
I've got, you know, when you open my cabinets, Mike, I've got service for eight. I have eight plates.
This is one of my favorite products we've ever sold.
Now,
this is
the question for you, Mike.
Mug.
When you open
even
your...
Even though I'm using Santa, you'll notice Santa's the same size, really. A little bigger. Santa's a little bigger today.
Question for you, Mike. We talked about kitchen organization yesterday, but if you open your coffee cup area, like I imagine you have a cabinet where you keep your coffee cups, right?
Yes.
And they're various sizes and types.
Right.
And the ones that aren't as popular tend to move to the back because, you know, they don't get used.
100%.
This one is always up front because it's the first one I grab. It's absolutely the first.
It's one of my top three go-tos every single time. The big one, of course, you know, I use this one all the time, Santa. So it's Christmas all year round.
Yeah. You're like Ed McMahon.
Next holiday season, Josh, do you think we could develop a Santa-themed?
Yes. You as Santa, Rob as Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, and you as the
Maybe
angel.
Not. Anyway, so...
TMOS Classic.
Getting back to the sugary story. Can I give you a couple of sentences here?
Please, I wish you would.
And then give me yours. I want a little give and take here. Sugary drinks may lead to sour taste given possible impact on mortality, according to a new study. This is a public health crisis.
Oh, boy.
Listen to this language here. This is a public health crisis requiring...
And what's your source again?
Monday in the journal Nature Medicine, and but they've got some stats here. Don't laugh. Don't you laugh, sugar soda consumer.
All right.
This is the quote from Dr. Dariush Muzaffarian, who said...
Oh, my God, that's my ENT.
This is a public health crisis requiring urgent action. He is a cardiologist and director of the Food is Medicine Institute at Tufts University.
Okay, there Tufts is good.
Tufts up in New England. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. There it is.
I mean, come on. That's on their crest, isn't it?
Sugar-sweetened beverages have empty calories or calories without any nutritional benefits, according to this doctor. Well, there's another doctor that said this. Smithson is this guy's name.
Oh, you know, Smithson is what they named the Smithsonian for.
They are also a source of fast-acting carbohydrates, which enter the bloodstream and raise blood sugar quickly. It's the last thing you should be drinking.
You're right. You're right.
So what does yours say?
But, I mean, everyone has to have something. I mean, it's been a long time since you've had one.
Everything
but, you know,
cigarettes
are bad. You've had them. They're no good for you.
Right.
But it's just what you do. Mike, this comes from the University of Michigan.
That will be on his tombstone, by the way.
What?
It's just what you do.
Yeah. Well, I hope you visit it frequently. You can take a rubbing. It'll be nice. Dr. Olivier Joliet has emphasized the fact that Coke, one of the world's most beloved beverages, is often consumed in large quantities without a second thought. True, I agree with that. However, a new study may make you think twice before opening the next can. According to the study, certain ultra-processed foods could shorten your life. For example, Mike, eating a hot dog. When is the last time you've had a hot dog?
2 days ago.
Okay, Josh, how about you?
Yesterday. Day, probably.
Yeah. What was that? You kind of cut the little tongue. Yeah.
It was yesterday or the day before. I eat hot dogs often. It's probably one of my top foods.
He's a baseball fan. Come on now. What are you talking about?
Mike, for example, eating a hot dog can take off 36 minutes from your life. One hot dog will shorten your life by 36 minutes. And here's the other thing.
I don't eat them regularly, but I eat them occasionally. When I'm going to eat on the golf course, 90% of the time, and I don't do probably 95% of the time, I don't have anything to eat out there. When I want something at the turn, I usually grab a dog.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
It's very popular, easy to process, easy to grab and go, but that's worth 36 minutes. And if you wash it,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I will stop at 7-Eleven to grab a big bite over fast food many times.
There it is.
I agree. What about Costco? The Costco hot dog is a thing of brilliance.
The Costco hot dog is the best. Yeah. Except they tie it to a soda, and I never want the soda. I want two hot dogs.
But the good news is, Mike. Yeah,
I purchased the Peter North hot dog at Costco also.
Did you visit the Onion Crank?
The Onion Crank is disgusting. It's foul. It's the nasty. If you took a black light to the Onion Crank at Costco, that is wretched. It is so wretched. Let me tell you what it is. It is the monument to the effing lazy a-hole, the unionized, I can't go. You don't want to put all the onions for a month in some big wheel and just have them shit out these onions where, oh, it's nastiness. It is such
self-serve?
Nastiness. Yes. Rob, can you explain the Onion Crank?
Yeah, what happens is, and also, you see, I think I need to say two things about Costco. First of all, there's some underground rumors right now that Costco is about to renew their partnership with Coca-Cola and get rid of Pepsi. So they're going to have
that
Coke machines
wonderful.
In the food court, right?
That's
Wouldn't
why
that be awesome?
I don't have any problem with that.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't like the sodas.
Mm-hmm. So the Onion Crank is like a device. I believe there's also a Relish Crank. Now, they have pumps for the ketchup and the mustard, like
which
you would
is still
anywhere.
Gross. Right. It is gross. Sick as a dog at Memorials at Camden Yards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was back before refrigeration.
No, they still don't. They still put
when
the
you went out to see the babe.
They still do the cranks.
Okay, I was talking too fast. I wasn't listening. Hey, to be a good broadcaster, you need to listen. Josh was referencing the fact that they didn't have refrigeration back in the days that I saw Cy Young and all the other greats. I'll tell you something. Shoeless Joe was spectacular. But I got sick because of those hands. Because it's multiple hands.
It's gross.
It's gross.
So the Onion Crank, from a distance, looks almost medicinally clean because it's stainless steel.
It is.
And what it is, it's a V-shaped container with a lid that you can eat. That you fill it with onions in this V-shaped container.
Tons of onions.
I mean, just thousands of
right?
them.
They right. They probably process the onions in the back first thing in the morning.
And just drop them in.
And the first onions aren't going to be consumed until probably 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Then they lid it. It's not refrigerated. And it's just chopped onions. And then there's a crank like you would see in
a tiny crank. So your E. coli hands, the thousands of hands that you have, go on this crank to poop out the onions under your eyes.
I have never noticed this at my Costco.
It's nasty.
And I go to the pumps.
Sure you do.
Wretched.
So, but also,
keep an eye out today.
The thing that you got to know about Costco as well is that one time I thought I could defeat the Onion Crank. And I said to the employee, I said, I'd like a hot dog. But you know those onions and peppers that you put on the sausage? Could you put that on the hot dog? Pretty good idea, I thought.
You piss her off?
She said, absolutely not.
She said, absolutely not?
Mm-hmm. She said, those are budgeted to go with sausages.
Are they not the biggest ball busters in the cost company? Are they not the biggest, the people behind that counter that deal, are the only people that deal with like a regular consumer relation?
Do you go often enough to your Costco that you can see like employees that you recognize?
Oh, no.
Okay. I know most of the staff of mine. And I notice that they rotate.
Pathetic.
Sometimes they're on the floor. Mike, it's the closest store to my home.
I understand.
It's fine.
Yep.
They have people that rock the floor. They have people that rock the cash register.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Rob.
Do you not even show your membership card anymore?
Oh, I have to because you scan now. But in the past, I've been waved in,
Okay.
Which is great. Right. And then they've also got the people that work in the food court. Mike, they rotate them. And when the people that really should be checking are in the food court, they are not happy. They don't want to be there. But anyway, so that's the Onion Crank and all that. I'd say that a hot dog and a Coke is worth 48 minutes of your life right there.
Liquid sugars are absorbed more rapidly in the digestive system since they do not require the same breakdown process as solid foods. Makes sense. Solid sugars are often part of foods that contain other nutrients like fiber, protein, and fats. Those nutrients slow digestion, meaning there's a more gradual release of sugar with a Fanta orange soda. Into your system, right away. What is your? Does yours corroborate that kind of
Mike,
stuff?
It says the urgency of dietary changes to improve human health is clear. Our findings demonstrate that small targeted substitutions offer feasible and powerful strategies to achieve significant health results. However, keep in mind, and this is the breakdown: if you eat a hot dog, it takes 36 minutes off your life. If you eat a breakfast sandwich, a meat, egg on bread, 13 minutes off your life.
Eggs alone. Breakfast sandwich, like yes. an Egg McMuffin?
That's what it says. And Mike, eggs alone
wow.
take 13 minutes off your life. So it's better to drink a Coke than eat eggs because a Coke takes 12 minutes off your life. A cheeseburger takes...
Wait. Give me that one again, please. Slow down.
Okay. Eggs take 13 minutes off your life.
Just eating an egg?
I think it's probably a serving of eggs. It's vague on the
chart.
Shut
up, Winslow. God damn it. God. I swear to God, I'm so sick of you dogs. It's 38 degrees down here, and I got to take you little bastards out, and you don't poop because it's cold. So you make me stand out there for 25 extra minutes. God, those dogs.
I wish anyway, I had 38
2025.
Degrees.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be a happy year. Jesus. So you're telling me that if I get 2 eggs,
right.
some wheat toast, and like Canadian bacon, that's going to...
13 minutes.
That's bad for my health?
I think Canadian bacon is pretty processed, and that's probably the problem there.
And a sugary Coke, soda is less damaging than that?
12 minutes. 12 minutes for a sugary soda takes 12 minutes off your life.
No wonder he put this story in the air.
What on that list adds to your life?
They get to that, but I have to give you 2 more stats.
Okay.
A cheeseburger takes 9 minutes off your life.
I cry. What is this study? Where'd it come from?
University of Michigan. It's a football
school. How can a regular cheeseburger take less off your life than a breakfast sandwich, an Egg McMuffin? An Egg McMuffin of like, I believe, how many calories is... Can we find out, Josh, how many calories an Egg McMuffin is?
Mike, I've got it here. It's 30.
You do. I wish.
30
calories. I've got Jimmy Dean muffins in the freezer.
Oh, Mike, those are so processed.
288 calories.
280 calories.
But the
very cheeseburger is like 600 calories.
But the very fact that a breakfast sandwich would be stable enough to stay in a freezer for a year and a half means it's loaded with chemicals.
I don't disagree with that.
300 calories for a McDonald's cheeseburger.
So a regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Regular one. Yes. Yeah. I always
150 calories mm-hmm. in a Coke. So, and Mike, bacon takes 6 minutes.
Coke is a beverage. It's not a food.
If it can be seen as a beverage.
How many calories in a regular Coke?
150.
Oh, God.
150 in a Dr. Pepper as well. I think now, 140 in the Fanta. I'd have to
but
check.
But it's the sugar, not the calories. But,
right.
But how are they figuring out this science? Because they're not putting two guys next to each other, one with Coke, one without Coke, and measuring, oh, you died 12 minutes earlier.
I think that's exactly what they did. They had people in boxes.
They follow. These researchers are diligent. They follow people around until they collapse. That's
Mike,
how it works,
bacon will take 6 minutes off your life, but if you have a bacon cheeseburger, simple math dictates 6 plus 9 means a bacon cheeseburger will take 15 minutes off your life.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Right. That doesn't
now,
surprise me.
Certain types of fish, pure, unvarnished, unprocessed fish, can add 32 minutes to your life. So
really?
you could eat, what's the fish they mentioned
so
here?
So you need a fish for every 2 sodas.
Exactly. Like if you're going to Chesapeake Bay Seafood House up here, which has been closed for 40 years.
You know, it's nice you mentioned probably the least healthy seafood emporium in the history of the world.
They are closed. All right, let's say and you know what probably is less healthy is probably Long John Silver.
Long
or
John
Arthur
Silver's
Treacher.
Probably right. Anything where it's deep fried.
Yeah,
tell me
yeah.
about the fish though, because I live in a world of fish down here. We have great fresh
certain
fish
types of fish
in Florida.
Can add 32 minutes to your life, highlighting the power of healthier food choices. In fact, previous studies have also shown that eating cheeses like cheddar and brie can boost your life expectancy.
Really?
Well, there you go. You need a cheeseburger, not just a hamburger.
A cheddar burger.
That's right. It'll black it out.
You put cheddar instead of American processed cheese. Put cheddar on it. Did they mention the fish by any chance?
No, but I think any fish that is not processed, what this really
any
is.
Any fish you wish. Name the movie.
That is The Flamingo Kid.
Oh, good job. With 10 points for Spiewak
I mentioned it the other day. Oh, because he's at the, when he's eating dinner with Richard Crenna, and he keeps going, yum, 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 yum.
Is he eating with Richard Crenna, or is he eating with his dad, Hector Alonso?
I think there's several eating scenes, but it's really awkward when he gets to the Rich family, and it's Richard Crenna, and he doesn't like Löwenbräu, and he doesn't like tomato aspic. It's Jell-O.
If you ever want to go into the annals and get a good movie, Josh,
that's a Gary Marshall, isn't it?
It might be. The Flamingo Kid, really. Matt
Don't
Dillon.
Don't piss in the pool, Jeffrey.
Matt Dillon, really, at his funniest.
Really
I mean,
a good
really
film.
Fantastic.
So, and also it goes on to fact that
I have a list of the fish.
Oh, okay. Good. Great. Very good. Great.
Tuna, salmon, shrimp, and sardines.
Are the best for you?
Are you still a big sardine guy?
You want to look for high omega-3s.
Know what? Shrimp, to me, and I've said this all along, I've told people, I said, if you want to go into Costco and get something that is spectacular, and I think a good value is the shrimp, the cocktail shrimp that they sell in the little tray,
tray. It has to be a loss leader because it's that good
it's
for that much money.
Spectacular, yeah. And it's
especially
good for you.
If you put it in that crank.
Oh, the shrimp crank?
Yes.
Oh, this is a great minced shrimp sandwich that I'm having today.
What a lovely sliver of shrimp. And you know, with the shrimp crank, Mike, you don't even need to peel them.
There's just the Sroka shrimp crank. It's fantastic.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.